Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Qur'an Hakim, the noble Qur'an, to his beloved servants, with a lot of love and affection Allah ta'ala has addressed them. Why? There's a special quality Allah ta'ala has mentioned about those beloved people, due to which Allah ta'ala has made them his beloved servants. Servants that he loves. So the reality is that Allah, on us, Allah ta'ala has opened up this secret, unraveled this secret and told us that, why do you waste your time? Why don't you also become my beloved servants? Brothers, our deen, way of life, religion, it's not a deen of words, it's a deen of action, amal. And which person from amongst us does not have the desire or doesn't feel like it in his heart that we also become the beloved servants of Allah? Who doesn't feel that? We all understand. But the enjoyment is this, that Allah Ta'ala says that you are my beloved servant. Now how does Allah Ta'ala say this? Look. When will Allah Ta'ala say this? Look, if you want to become that, if I want to become that, then Allah won't just say it for nothing. Rather, Allah will say that He will start to mention us openly. Because obviously Allah Ta'ala is saying that this person, whatever he's doing, he's my beloved servant. If you do that action, then the Quran will attest, will testify that you are the beloved servant of Allah. So what a great, you can say, rank and honor. What a great point. And the nafs, which gives us a delusion, deception, we hear. But why do we hear? Why do we listen? I don't understand. When we listen to something, then why do we listen to it? What's the reason for it? Allah Ta'ala says that I'm speaking to you for this purpose. Why did I need that in the Quran I mention certain things? So that when you realize those things, that this point, that if you also do this action, due to which I mention my beloved servants, and I'm mentioning them in the Quran, that these are my beloved servants, these are their qualities, this is their definition. If you do this, then you also will become my beloved servant. So then what's the issue? That Allah is inviting towards amal. If we sit down, cross our legs and give up, and we are ashiks of Allah, we are ashik-e Rasool, we are true ashiks, our hearts full of ishq. Every person who has iman has ishq, love. If you recite the kalama, automatically you'll have love with Allah. Automatically you'll have love for Allah's Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kalama, that's its effect, that's its quality, it creates that love. So this is not the dawah we should give, empty dawah. Empty claims. Allah says these are empty claims. Rather, what I tell you to do, you should be doing that. Allah says, with that action, with that factor, that I will make you my mahbub. If you do that amal, then see, Allah says, you don't need to say anything. You don't need to share with anyone anything or tell anyone anything. But I will announce in the heavens that this is my beloved servant. Subhanallah. In the heavens, I will announce, everything in creation will recognize you. This is the servant of Allah. Even if nobody in the world recognizes you, even if someone says salam to you or not, even if nobody wants to shake your hands, but I have selected you, Allah says, that you've understood the secret, that if I do this action as well, then Allah Ta'ala will make me His beloved servant. So what's that quality that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran with regards to His beloved servants? Tatajafa junubihim. If you read this verse, tomorrow is Jummah, we'll read this in Fajr as well. What's the meaning of this? Allah Ta'ala says that my beloved servants, their quality is such, is this due to which I love them. It's not the person that I love, it's the action. Due to the action I love my servant, Allah Ta'ala says. Not this, that he has got this, he looks like this, he's beautiful, handsome, he's short, he's tall, he looks like this. This is not the standard of Allah. Allah says, whatever you are, if you are limping, you're disabled, or you're not capable, you're useless in the world, but if you do the actions that are beloved to me, then you are beloved to me, Allah says. So Allah states that my beloved servants, what's the action they do? Tatajafa junubihim. Allah says that there's a quality that their sides, they are not attached to the mattresses, to the beds. They keep on tossing and turning side to side. Get up, let's remember Allah. Allah says further in this verse that they are desperate. They are not content. They're lying on their bed mattress, but they're desperate. They're not content. They want to get up. Let me pray to Allah, do the dhikr of Allah, do some ibadah, do some worship. In other words, waking up, staying awake and during the night. What does Allah like? Say it loudly. Staying awake during the night. Those people who are awake during the night, Allah says, they are my beloved servants. I like them very much. Now here, with regards to staying awake during the night, Allah is inviting. What did the Prophet ﷺ say with regards to this? Look here, what a fantastic statement of the Prophet of Allah ﷺ. He said that staying awake during the night, take it as lazim, essential. There's no limit to this. This is the statement of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah said this, that my beloved servants, Allah's Nabi ﷺ said, why do you waste your time? So when I take hold of this action and make it essential for yourself, don't leave it. Stay awake during the night. Brilliant action. Brilliant action. It's not a minor action. Now, it's very hard to be awake during the night, get up in the night. Now think here, if Allah loves us so much, Allah has got a lot of muhabbat for us, Allah has decorated paradise for us, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah says, you yourself reject the things that I've... You don't have yaqeen in these points because you don't do amal, you don't practice for those things that I've made for you. I've made this for you, I've made this for you. هُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخَيَامِ. Such hoors that, subhanAllah, and you look at the other verses of that nobody's touched them. They're so pure, their eyes, their hands, their body, their beauty. You cannot imagine. But فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. But you are rejecting these ni'mas of mine. You're listening, you're reading, but you're not doing the amal, the action due to which you can attain this. That's why Allah Ta'ala, after every statement, says you are rejecting, you are not accepting. If you accept it, then you wouldn't run towards those actions, hasten towards those actions, due to which I will give you these rewards in the akhirah. You don't embrace them, you don't accept them, you don't have determination. No, 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 it's too hard. Oh, is going to Scotland to put a market stall up is not hard in the snow. To leave our countries and come here, leave our mother, leave our father, leave Chacha Ji, leave our relatives, everybody we know, we're sitting here for chapatis, that's not hard for us. But to do those permanent actions forever and ever more, our home in the hereafter, to decorate that, to make that, to construct that, it's hard for us, too hard for us. Why is it hard? Because the nafs is against us. Why don't people wake up in the night after Allah is announcing in the Quran, Allah's Nabi has said, what a fantastic action. Why don't we wake up? Nafs says it's too hard. Oh, pray Fajr, what's the difference? What difference does it make? What difference does it make? We say, Allah has given a bonus to the people of Iman that you don't know the numerous, so many rewards when you wake up during the night. So many rewards. Allah has given examples by His Nabis, by His Prophets. Explain to us. As a Yahya, alayhi salam, once he couldn't get up in the night. Example, Allah has given us this incident. He was a Nabi, a Prophet. Once he couldn't get up in the night, he didn't wake up. He didn't wake up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi, revelation. Obviously Allah has given admonishment, warning to us. Allah sent wahi, Yahya. If you were to realize, to understand that what loss you have incurred, that you couldn't get up in the night. Now let's think here. Look how much life we must have and how much do we prepare for this. How much we have wasted our lives. We don't know. For example, 1.5 hour more sleep. What do you get? All lifelong shaitan and nafs says, you will get everything here in the world. They tell us, oh, it's too hard for you. Ramzan's coming, we'll wake up then. And even then we don't prepare in reality to wake up. And if you're not going to eat food, then nobody would get up. The food, the suhoor in Ramadan, that's what gets us up. We want to eat during that time, we won't wake up. Nobody will wake up. Are we human beings? Think for a second. Think, how much of our life has passed? How much have we obtained? What we've earned is not even ours. In this world, it's not going with us. We have no connection with that physical wealth. I'm sat here now. I'll give you an example. I'm sat here. What's in my house? Things in my house right now. Things in my house. The whole house is full of things. And I say, la ilaha illallah, I sleep here. Have I got anything? Everything. When I leave the home, I leave everything at home. I've left. It's not mine. So mine, this lesson I've made solid in my life, that when I am detached from something, then I consider that's finished. I have no link with that now. I'm detached. Even when I take my shoes off, I say these are not mine anymore. If they get stolen, whatever happens, I don't worry about them. Yani, those things that are detached from my body, I have no connection. Finish my connection with those things. Subhanallah. This is a solid sabak I've made in my life. What do? We're sat here and we're thinking about our mansions in Pakistan, Hindustan, India. My houses are being made. Baruch and here and there houses. Oh, I'll give it on rent to my tenants. They don't even give the rent. They take the house over. And spiders, scorpions are crawling along there. And this is an enjoyment in the brain. What should really happen is the shoes I'm taking off and I've come here, then I shouldn't even be thinking about my shoes. What shoes were they? What was their brand? Will I get them afterwards? They're not mine. They're strangers now, the shoes. They're strangers. I've taken them off. They're not with me anymore. Yes, yes. So here's a brother's here and his brother's passed away. I saw he came to pray Salah, but he couldn't come inside. Allah Ta'ala called him back from there. And the things he had, they're gone. Yes, his shoes are taken off, everything's gone. You're seeing, watching, you stood there. So as long as we have this love that this is mine, you're sat here, my thoughts are here, this is my kameez, my shirt's there, my items are there, my car's parked there. Nothing belongs to insan. He's not become a human being. He's not even a real human being. He hasn't understood what he is in this world. He should be detached. Strange. When you leave something, an item of yours, you're coming from home, think that I don't know if I'm going to go back and meet again. Practical examples that person, he's left home and he said that. I can't remember his name now. Did he say that I'm not going to meet his wife, children, they're at home, he had his car, drives a taxi. Yes. And did he know that he's not going to go back? Did he say, I'm not going to come back and meet you? Did we say that when we came? But in your heart, you should say that I'm putting the key on the lock, whether I come back and unlock it, it's not in my control, my power, it's not mine. SubhanAllah. Once, see that thing, SubhanAllah, understand it. I do that when I come. When I leave my room, I close it, I look at it, I smile. That I prayed Salah here. I was praying Salah. I don't know if I'll come back and prostrate again. So I say Khudafiz and I leave that room. SubhanAllah. That's how you should be a stranger in the world. It's not acting, showing off. This is reality. That I'm detached from you now. I'm leaving you now. Don't know if I'm going to meet you again now. Don't know if I'm going to meet again now. Every second a person, he is detached from those things. So how much life we're wasting? If we look, do we get up in the night? No, it's too hard. Remember that will Allah do zulm on us? Will Allah punish us? Will Allah Ta'ala may put us into hardship in this world? Allah says, you don't know. Yahya, I won't wake you up because he was Nabi, and I won't even and I'll tell you that through you I'll tell you how much rewards there are. What does Allah Ta'ala say? So Allah Ta'ala revealed, listen to the words. Allah said, Yahya, if you were to realize, and Allah is addressing us, so let's understand now, that foolish person, if you were to realize, Allah is telling me now, that if I die, at that time I'm thinking, at that time Allah said that if you were to realize that if you didn't get up in the night, Yahya, if you were to realize that your night, not getting up in the night, what a big loss you had incurred, then you would cry so much, that your body, all of the water in your body would evaporate as tears, it would come out, it would finish, then your blood, that would start coming out of your eyes as the tears. And even then you wouldn't be silent due to the loss, the grief. And you would take your clothes off, and you would tear your clothes up, you would wear straw, you would wear the sackcloth, and you'd sit down and give up and say, what have I done? You'd cry all night long. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is our loss, big, big loss. Such a big loss. In comparison to that, Allah Ta'ala, what are the rewards then Allah Ta'ala set aside for the action? Tell me, what great actions? Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, you've heard his name, the great prophet. And he was a prophet with his own status and glory. Allah gave glory status to every prophet, different capacity. That glory that nobody else would get. The ants knew him. From the birds knew him in the skies. They are hearing him. All of the kingdoms, the jinnat, look at the kingdom Allah gave. Sometimes he's flying in the air, the kingdom, the lands, the earth. Allah Ta'ala gave him that kingdom, the rule. And what happened in his time? What does his mother, well, the mother is the mother, isn't it? That listen to me, I'm speaking to you in Punjabi. Listen to me. Baat suno. Listen to me. She said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, the mother. The one thing, remember, that don't never miss your night remembrance of Allah, waking up in the night. I am telling you, your mother is telling you, that those people who don't get up in the night on the day of Qiyamah, they will be empty-handed, their bowls will be empty, they'll have nothing. Tell me. She didn't say this for nothing, that Allah didn't say to you, Allah, for nothing, that you'll cry, those who don't wake up in the night. Because so many dramas in the world today, we're so close to Qiyamah today, aren't we? That there's so many dramas today about, I love this and that. That look, I'm an ashik, lover of Allah, you've done this, oh, he's ashik. Oh, they put a stamp on the back of him, from the masjids, from the khankas, titles, lengthy title, you've done this many tasbih, this much dhikr, oh, you are ashik, you are the lover of Allah. You've achieved. This is deception, delusion. Ashik, only one thing will make you the lover. And what is that? Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah. That will make you ashik. If that good news comes from that action to you, Allah Ta'ala says, just like Allah is saying today, Tatajafa nujurubi. Allah says, Allah is announcing, He is my mahbub, my beloved. He gets up in the night, he does wudu, he stands in front of me, he remembers me, the Quran, whatever he knows, even if Surah Ikhlas, Kul Wal Had, 2 rakah, 4 rakah, he prays, and Yadun Rabbahum, then he sits down, Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, he recites, does dhikrullah, subhanallah. Quran's paying, attesting to this. Who are these people? These are my beloved servants, not drama people. This is no cheap bargain. Am yadkhulul jannata. You think Jannah will just come like that to you? Allah says, through words and dramas and fake playing games, you don't get Jannah like that. Allah says, Jannah will come where you crush your nafs. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. That time when my servant wakes up for salah and nafs is at the peak at that time, oh, you have to go to work in the morning. You have to teach Bukhari Sharif in the institute. You have to give durus, lectures. You have to give ta'aleem in the day. So much nafs comes, whispers. Everything's there. Everyone's got their own path. Yes, you'll get proof of that, but you cannot do this. Due to those things in dunya, you reject the action due to which Allah wants to make you mahbub. This is nafs. Nafs is deviating you. Why? This can never be that the action Allah has given you order to do, that due to the, and you get a loss for not doing. I swear by Allah that you can do any work of the dunya, business, deeni work, deen progression. If you wake up in the morning, so much barakah Allah will give to you, you'll be amazed at how did this occur? Subhanallah. Your eyes, your brain will start moving, you'll be better at teaching things. So shaitan was deviating on sleep, sharia masla, how will you give dars later, children, how are you going to teach them? Ask those people, all night long they stood awake, and then after staying awake during the night, when they taught hadith and Bukhari, Tirmidhi, and in front of them, listen to their sabak, their teaching, the great effects, their eyes were swollen due to staying up in the night, due to remembering Allah during the night. Not this 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours of sleeping, and nafs, they follow the nafs. Allah could say, Allah could let them off. No, mahbub to become Allah's beloved servant. Allah says this is just your nafs, and you have to crush your desires and nothing else. Nafs games, you have to crush the games of the nafs. Allah's hukum is coming, and the rest of the work in the dunya you have to do during the day. Allah Ta'ala will instill barakah in that, and Allah will keep you fresh during the whole of the day. Yes, Allah Ta'ala is not doing zulm. If you want to do work, occupation, you think Allah Ta'ala won't give you the opportunity? Of course He will. You understand what I'm saying, my words? This is Quran that is telling us this. Why? Because when a person gets up in the morning, and when he stands in front of me, then Allah Ta'ala says, what do? I look at my servant, and all the angels in the heavens, I say with pride, look at my servant, tatajafa junubi, how he's left his mattress, he's left his wife, cold water, warm water, he got up, the poor soul, then especially here, and subhanallah, remember this, that those places where it's hard, more challenge, the more reward Allah Ta'ala will increase the reward in those environments where it's hard, where it's more challenging. Where ibadah's happening, lots of people doing ibadah, that's happening. Makkah, you'll go, everyone has to wake up, do ibadah, it's easy, you have to pray tahajjud there, isn't it? Yeah, it's not that big a feat to do it there, but here is the challenge, here's the test, where the dunya spread out in mazah, enjoyment, restrictions, hurdles, barriers, and the servant breaks down the barriers and hurdles, and he remembers this verse of the Quran, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala's wali is here from the ears, my Hazrat Sahib said, because his father was a great darvish, pious elder, Shaykhul Hadith in Dakkan, in Bhopal. And what year am I saying? 200 years ago, I'm speaking about Hazrat Sahib's father, Hazrat Muhammad Hussain, Qudsi Sirah, rahmatullah, his extreme holiness, I'm speaking about him. Great wali of Allah, great wali of his time, that to see him from Saharanpuri, Hazrat Saharanpuri would come to Gadai Sharif to meet my Shaykh's father. Tell me how great a Shaykh he must have been. My Shaykh's father, blessed father. Saharanpuri sahab would come to meet him. 200 years ago, go back. I'm speaking about that time. He used to give dars of hadith. And from that, Hazrat Sahib attained the sanad for hadith. My Hazrat Sahib, from his father. Tell me, imagine that situation. Father, son. He said, I was sat in the khanqah. It was night, third phase of the night. Father and son. He was a boon wali, my Hazrat Sahib. And boon and his father's wali, third phase of the night. Father and son are doing maraqabah in the third phase of the night in the khanqah. It's their phase due to which we are sitting here. Subhanallah. Not like this. He's a sheikh, he's a khalifa. Why am I not khalifa, brothers? Everyone can become a wali, but you have to do mujahada effort. Don't make complaints and complain to Allah. I'm here and he's there. Why wasn't I a wali? Why I'm not khalifa? Why has he been given this responsibility? Whatever Allah Ta'ala has made you, follow the duty, follow the task and attain Allah Ta'ala's names. That's it. Allah, you've made me like this. I'm here. I've got to do this. You've made me an ironmonger or a taxi driver or a doctor or an engineer or this and that. However Allah Ta'ala has made you, not this, why am I not that? Then I'll attain Allah's names. He's got this profession. I haven't got this. He's Hafiz al-Quran. I'm not a Hafiz Allah. Why didn't you give me this? He is this. Don't differentiate and complain. Everyone's got their status, capacity and capability, and stand and say Allahu Akbar and follow to your capacity. I swear by Allah. That's it. Allah, you are the greatest. Allah, you have made me whatever I am, correct? I won't leave your way and I'll leave this world pure with the amount of breath you've given me. But we lose hope. We lose courage, determination. Who's lost it? You think Allah's incurring loss? No, it's we who are incurring the loss. Immediately we give up, lose hope. In the deen path, we suddenly give up. Oh, it's too hard. We get a little excuse. We give up. No. It's too hard for me to practice. Oh, I'm finished now. I'm finished. So, Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, said in his Malfusad, he is written in his Malfusad. Hazrat Sahib said it was the third part of the night, and his blessed father was sat, and Hazrat Sahib was sat. He was young at that time, young age. Hazrat Sahib said, I was Maraqib, my father was Maraqib, and immediately I heard a noise, and my father called out, Ali Murtaza, did you hear that? Did you hear that? I said, I was in Maraqib, and I came from Maraqib. I said, Wali Sahib, respected father, I didn't hear anything. He said, didn't you hear? Look, Allah Ta'ala's announcement came, and he was calling out. Allah was calling out. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says, the all 24 hours, the greatest, valuable, precious, most precious time, in which my special rahmah mercy descends, that is the time that when I tell you to wake up during the night, due to which Allah Ta'ala is telling us to wake up. Everything I give at that time, I call you myself from the heavens, I come to the lowest heaven, my rahmah mercy calls, is there anyone there? Anyone to call me? Ask from me. Is there any need of yours? Ask for me your needs. Sahat, health, difficulties, any issue, problems. You have problems, your Rabb has come, ask me, I'll remove your problems. Allahu Akbar. All day long you run around and you dust the shoes of people, begging people in the dunya to help you. You'll come up to people from behind and beg them. Allah says that you'll go to the King of the Kings and world, even he's dependent on me. Madman, ask for me. And the King of the Kings is saying to you in the third part of the night, come and ask for me, I'll give to you. Subhanallah. What does Nafs say? No, sleep. So it's okay, it doesn't make any difference. You have to do this in the world. You're responsible. You've got deeni tasks, worldly tasks, thousands of tasks. Sleep, and Allah's calling. Ali Murtaza, his father said, did you hear those words? He said, no, father. He says, look, Allah's calling out, I'm hearing. Can't you hear? Subhanallah. He was a wali Allah. Connection with Allah. Connection. This is the affairs of Hazrat Ali Murtaza with us today. And you're the second generation after that. I'm his khadim, and in front of me you're sitting. Such a closeness, but from where? Here, from Hindustan to a small village he came to that time. And you've come here with the deen. Such a great Shaykh's affairs you are attaining in Bolton. Imagine where that's come from. Yes, Allah says that I select from such a place, I deliver the rizq to a person. From such a place, the rizq. We're dogs of the stomach. Oh, we run after the stomach. No, Allah says spiritual wealth I'm talking about. Not the stomach's wealth. Allah says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah says, from such a place I'll deliver ruhani spiritual rizq to you. Noor will come, faith will come, light will come of my marifa that you cannot even imagine. Where has this come from? How has it reached to me? You will be born somewhere else. You will come up, grow up some other part of the world, and I'll pick you up and take you to such a place. You cannot imagine from there, thousands of miles away, the fares will descend into your heart. Allahu subhanallah. For me and you, have we got relationship? Are you the son of my uncle, chacha, mamu? What link have I got with you people? Am I relative to you? That I've told you my qualities, that when I leave you, when I detach from this gathering, then I'm detached from you. What link have I got with you? Even my wife and children, I forget them when I leave home. When I shake hands, I'm detached. I don't know who's left behind. Well, what's the number's gone. I'm passed away. That's it. I have no link with that person when I've left that person. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. We're detached. We're separate. Yes, one day permanently we have to leave each other, brothers. So now that will be the hal on the day, isn't it? When we permanently go. That's it, we see that. But may we be sacrificed on Hazrat Sahib's face. This is phase. Phase, blessings. That it cools, pulls you to them, you sit down. Those people who Allah Ta'ala loves. Allah Ta'ala brings them, assembles them. I gave so much dawah to people, to many people. This is our tariqah as well, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, somebody's ill, we have to give something to somebody, call to somebody. If I see somebody that come to zikr also, he comes to get the taweez, the poor soul. Very few, but subhanallah, those whose hearts are open, the fares has to arrive to them, who Allah Ta'ala selects, then they forget that thing, they ask for and they become dhakir instead, subhanallah. Subhanallah. They come to their real path. So Allah Ta'ala says, madman, look through which excuse I brought you to my deen. That I'll give you more than that thing you came to beg for. Yes, I'll give you that and on top of that. But the real, genuine article is that I've made you my servant and beloved. Aha! This is the point. Your face has changed, your libas has changed, your heart has changed. You've become my beloved servant. In the Quran, I have mentioned you, Allah Ta'ala says. This is the dhikr in the Quran of you people. Tonight, you, if you do tawbah, you stand and say, yes, that's it. From tomorrow, I will stand in the service of Allah. In the court of Allah. Today, you will be mentioned in the Quran. These are those people, Allah says, tatajafa junubam. These are those people. Which people? These are you, me, whoever stands up and turns to Allah. It's not about men. Even the women folk are included in this. Everybody. Women folk are more. MashaAllah. They don't need to leave home. They don't need to work. No careers. They don't have to pray salah in the masjid. For them it's so simple a formula. Simple. They make food. They at home. Wake up in the morning. It's a bonus for the women folk. They don't have to leave home. But they're not even free from fighting, quarreling at home. Politics. They're not free from the politics. Leave this gossip mongering and kick those things away from your life. And bow to Allah and submit to Allah. Oh, women folk. Rabia Basri, become like her. Rahmatullah. Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, look at their lives, how they live their lives, read, research, their difficulties in their life. But they never did this, that they left or sacrificed, they waking up during the night. Never did they leave. Fatimatu Zahra, in her hands were blisters. There was no food in her home. There were no clothes to wear. Her children, there was no money to buy the medicines. But the prayer mat was laid out. All night long she stood on the prayer mat. She remembered Allah. Fatima to Zahra. She never asked for dunya. And this is the women of the women. The best. How much time we're wasting today? Wasted, haven't we? The day's gone. We didn't wake up until today. And promise from today we'll not waste time. How should you prepare? Make a schedule. Wake up. After waking up, set your alarm clock in the night. And I'm going to wake up, inshallah, during the night. Set the alarm, go to sleep. By chance, when you start practicing from today, if your eyes don't wake up, you don't open, sometimes they open, sometimes they don't. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala says, you tried, I like your effort. I'm enjoying this. You're trying. You're trying. So here the pious elders have given a beautiful formula for those people who are new, struggling in the beginning, that when you wake up, and it's hard to get up, and leave the bed, but you wake up and your eyes open, then have courage. Give you a formula. What's the formula? Beautiful formula. Say 10 times, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. 10 times. 10 times recite Astaghfar. 10 times Durood Sharif. And then go back to sleep. All night long reward of waking up, the Hajj you'll get. Subhanallah. So what a great preparation. So at least get to that stage, isn't it? At least set the alarm and wake up and do that. Say that, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala says that person, if I can wake him up and he recites those kalimas and he's getting the whole thawab of tahajjud, then tomorrow, inshallah, due to that, every hour he will then stand on the prayer mat, inshallah. He'll progress. But today, if we don't make that niyyah intention, then what's the point? Oh, forget it. That's what we say. So what a reward Allah set aside. Massive. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. Subhanallah. What a great prophet of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave him wahi, revelation. This is all due to waking up. Wahi, revelation. Allah said, Dawood, listen to this wahi. Shall I tell you who are the truthful and the falsehood? The true lovers and the false lovers, I'll tell you the sign. The false liar talking nonsense, that person, I have no link with that person, no ashik of mine, no lover who gets up in the morning and speaks after the morning. My ashik, my true lover, is that person who I love, and he is my beloved servant who loves me as well. Who is that person? He who wakes in the night and stands and remembers me. Subhanallah. Allah is saying this to his Nabi, Prophet. The falsehood liars, they say, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. One sign, one quality, definition, he who's mine, he will wake up in the night. Then Allah Ta'ala's apportion that time, a person who has love, he tries to have isolation. I want to speak to my beloved alone, one on one. So the person who is loved Allah, look at Hazrat Bayezid Bastami, how much did he sleep in the night? Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, how much did he sleep? Ali Murtaza, how much did he sleep? All night long I saw with my eyes in Haram Sharif, Subhanallah. So old his age, in old age, he was aged, and he's just like, I'm sat here, and he was sat looking at the Kaaba all night long, he and the Kaaba. And I didn't see him eating, nor drinking, and we used to drink zamzam, do this and do that, go and urinate, do wudu. Wallahi, I never saw Hazrat Sahib do these things. All my life I never saw him do these things. The Hazrat Sahib's leaving, going to do wudu, or going, I need to drink some tea, or let's go and have some food. No. When I saw him, he put the, where I laid out the prayer mat for my Shaykh, may Allah Ta'ala give us the opportunity of, tell us what is khidmat of the Shaykh. When a person makes niya, then the Kaaba, he gets the opportunity to do khidmat in front of the Kaaba. What a great opportunity Allah gave to me. The great wali of Allah in front of the Kaaba all night long. And I'm sitting in his service, in his khidmat, tell me. And what a great favor of Allah this is. Why? Because my niyyah, the niyyah was correct. I didn't have the desire for piety or khilafat or asif my shaykh, I'll become khalifa. I had no desire, khilafat, nothing, zero, no desire. What was my desire? He is the wali of Allah, he's looking at the Kaaba, and I'm looking at his blessed face, subhanallah. This is the niyyah. For me, this was the greatest honor. And as long as Hazrat was there, I didn't do tawaf. This is, you can say, the mad love. I'm not telling you Sharia masala, or you put a stamp, or fatwa, or you, or zulm. Oh, this is love I'm talking about. Love. Love. And he never said to me either. Subhanallah. He never said to me, I'm sat behind my Shaykh. Subhanallah. Never did I do tawaf whilst my Hazrat was sat in the Kaaba, in front of the Kaaba. Never does the question arise. I didn't do Umrah during that time. Never. No need, sat behind my Shaykh. People were doing tawaf, going on Umrah, going to Masjid Aisha. And I said, no, my tawaf is he who is sat in front of me. Subhanallah. So many tawaf, so many hajj after that, Allah Ta'ala enabled me to be. There's no count. Lost count. After that, my chacha who passed away, he knows. Every year he used to be with me. My blessed uncle who passed away. And 18 hajj, I think he did as well. So these are the points we need to understand. These are the factors of life to attain Allah's name. These are the means. The means. These are the wasail. We start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. From counting, you don't get nothing. Understand this. You need madness, crazy love. Immerse, junoon, junoon, muhabbat, muhabbat, ishq. Our Hazrat said that from love itself, you cannot get success. You cannot. And the true success is when you are crazy and mad in love. That's when you get the real crazy and mad in love. Give yourself away to Allah. So if a person is not crazy in love with Allah, due to which Allah will love you, then how will you attain Allah Ta'ala's love? First and foremost, all the noble companions whose ashik were days, who Allah loves, they were in love with him. All of the noble companions, who were the ashik of first? The holy, gracious Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were madly in love with him. From their tongues it came out. May my eyes, my eye, may be my eyes and your blessed face. May be my money and I spend it on you. May be my daughters and the nikah is with you. That's the ishq, deep in love. Majnoon, crazy in love. Totally given everything. No, what did Sadiq? What have you left Sadiq? Nothing, Ya Rasulullah. What have you left at home? I've left Allah and His Rasul. What did he have on his clothes, on his body? He was wearing a sack cloth. And no buttons on the kameez. And he took the needle, the twigs, and used that as buttons. He said, have you left anything at home? He said, nothing, Ya Rasulullah. I've left everything. I've given it. What have you left? I've left Allah and His Rasul. Then he said, listen, Sadiq. He didn't say, what have you done? Oh, you should have used your brain. Sharia allows you. Because the status of a majnoon is something. Sharia is something. The ashik, when he's a lover of something, then he forgets everything else. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Darvesh, do you understand the factors of a darvesh life? Am I wasting your time? No. Okay. So understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to make you ashiks, lovers, lovers. Understand what is love. Junoon. In muhabbat, love, deep love. Don't run after dunya. What are you doing? Oh, you're mad. Oh, you're crazy. Why are you doing this? Fundamentalist. No, no. I did it because I wanted to do it. That's it. So when a person sells himself for Allah, then he's Majnoon. Layla, look at Majnoon. He's writing Layla on the sand. What are you doing? They say to him, he says, why are you telling me? What? Nothing to you, none of your business. I'm writing my beloved's name on the sand. I'm wiping away, then I'm writing it. Then I'm wiping away. If he loves Layla so much in the dunya, what about that person who loves Allah? What about his hal then? He will say that I can't do tawaf. You look at the Kaaba, my sheikh, and I'll just keep on looking at you. You are my wasila to take me to Allah, subhanAllah. And he doesn't even say that. He knows that he's Majnoon. The Shaykh says, don't forget telling my student the Sharia points. Let him stay there. And Hazrat sat there, and I'm sat there all night long behind him. He's my Shaykh, teacher. When he said, come on, chalo, get up. Sometimes during the night, suddenly he said, chalo, to, let's go and do Umrah. Allah, then we used to go as well. And Hazrat Sahib's ihram, what was his ihram? SubhanAllah, his ihram. Hazrat Sahib would take his kameez off. He'd give me his kameez. And he had a dhoti on underneath, a white dhoti, and he'd have his chadar. He'd just take his kameez off, and the chadar, he'd wrap it around him. That's his ihram, subhanAllah. And we go to ihram, go here, find ihram, take the blankets off, take clothes off. Darwish has no ihram, special ihram. He's already got the dhoti on, the white dhoti. Takes the kameez off, and then he's got the white sheet, he wraps it around his blanket, his shawl. He says, subhanAllah, let's go, Masjid Aisha, do the niyat, do umrah, so no time wasted. SubhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these all false claims, da'wah, that he's waking in the night, the person who's the lover. Don't leave the waking in the night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a great reward, my friends. Great treasure. Allah's proud in front of the angels with those people who are waking. What do we do? So inshallah, wake up in the night is so valuable, such a treasure. We call it tahajjud. Okay? So wake up. Look, the time, the night that went yesterday, it's gone. It's gone. If we woke up, what we have attained, all these rewards we would have obtained. But Allah Ta'ala is so kareem, gracious, merciful. Even if today we make niyyah, intention, Allah, we made mistakes before. We were lazy, negligent. Nobody pushed us. Nobody told us about these things. And dunya, things, they carry on. And nobody pushed us. Allah Ta'ala says, start from today. Allah says, if you start from today, then even your previous you've missed, I will count those as well. Another hadith, I remember, two hadith have come to my mind at this moment in time due to this subject. Allah says, those people who wake up in the night, number one, three, four hadith come to my mind suddenly. Listen, fadail, virtue, subhanAllah. Three, four hadith suddenly come to my mind. Quite a few hadith actually are coming to my mind now. So listen now. So the more fadail virtues come. Number one, the greatest reward of this, listen, that's the number one. Reward number one. All the Anbiya and the Wali Allah's sunnah is to wake up in the night. When a person stays up in the night, then he is fulfilling the sunnahs. There was no prophet. These examples I've given to you. Every prophet's example Allah has given. And Wali Allah, he can never be a Wali Allah, because a person, Rahmah Khas comes down in the night. At that time, Allah Ta'ala selects a person for his walayat, his servant. Not Zohar time, not Fajr time, not Asr time, not Maghrib time. Selection time is when? Special time. When Allah makes a person his beloved, it's the third part of the night when Allah announces, come, I've made this person my friend, my dost. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Allah says, me and you, we can't become Allah's friends. We don't wake up in the night. So what kind of empty wali are you? He's a wali, he's a kutub al-kitab and titles. Fajr, they don't even pray Fajr properly. They don't even pray. Sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. And big, big lengthy titles after their names. Al-qab and glory and status. Allah. And that so lengthy that after the name is such a long string. Can't even wipe it away. It's so long, the length of the title. Tell me. Nobody can be a wali friend of Allah if he does not get up in the third part of the night and he doesn't ask for Allah, he doesn't cry in front of him. Totally free. Nonsense, rubbish, Allah says. They're liars talking rubbish. So first factor, number one. Wali is made at that time. If you want to be wali Allah, you want to be friend of Allah, first action number one, waking up during the night. The rest is Zohor, wake up. Asr, wake up. Work hard. Maghrib, make full effort. They're different times. Fine. Whatever you get at that time, you'll get. But wali and friend of Allah, definition, quality, third part of the night, Allah is announcing amongst the angels, come, I'll tell you which person I've given the title and the status of wali. I've made him kutab. I've made him ad-dal. Subhanallah, abdal. And he is the rightful owner of the title. When an abdal, like in Hindustan, when an abdal passes away, then in the third part of the night, Allah selects. Now I'm telling you the principles of Sufis. The third part of the night, Allah Ta'ala announces that that abdal who's about to die tomorrow, this abdal will send to India to replace him to do the work of the deen. This is designation and selection by Allah. Then Allah controls that region. Bolton, here, there, regions. Allah's made a system to continue, to continue His work. Only Allah selected. We can't recognize who they are. Who wakes up in the night and does du'as and saves us from destruction, saves us from the difficulties. His du'as. Due to whom Allah gives rain. Due to whom Allah Ta'ala gives wealth. Due to whom Allah, ooh, despite all our disobedience, the earthquakes don't come here. Destruction has come from our eyes. We see our women walking naked in the streets. Our daughters walking naked. They drink alcohol. They're doing bad actions, lewd actions in the homes. Immodesty. I'm talking about people of iman. Yes, I'm not talking about those who don't have iman. What actions don't take place in our homes all night long, all day? Young women, children, girls. There's a storm of immodesty, of gangster actions. These people, they've lost their shame. We have no shame, our children, the actions they do. But, subhanallah, why are we saved? Due to wali Allah's du'as that is saving us. Allahu Akbar. He begs Allah rahim. Ya Allah, Allah rahim. Ya Allah, they innocent. Ya Allah, they don't know. Ya Allah, they have no knowledge. Allah's ghazab comes and he returns. This man, Allah says, I have haya, my modesty, my friend, my wali, who I call my wali. He's raised his hands. He's begging to me and I send us out there. No, Allah says, my haya returns my ghazab. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is felt at that time when a wali Allah wakes up in that region. I swear by Allah, that place goes numb. The birds cry there, the wolves cry there, the dogs and cats cry there. The wali Allah, he's left, he's died, he's gone from this place. What is going to happen to us? They cry. The animals don't walk around big-headed. What do we think we are? That we commit so many haram actions, so much dhulam, oppression on the earth, zulam, that when we take from Allah and we reject Him, we take His ni'mas, fahash, immodesty, we do immodest actions, and we complain to Allah, we blame things on Allah, and we disobey Allah, and we stand big-headed, openly we challenge Allah, we drink alcohol, we do ghibat, backbiting, lying, women walking around naked, men walking around naked. And then we reject our parents. Oh, get out of the house. Get out, you're old. Get out, get out. What are you doing here, mother, father? Don't tell me. Oh, I've come to this world. I've got to earn. You have to earn. I have to earn. Why are you telling us? Is this not happening, my brothers? So can we be deserved? That person be deserved? After so much haram actions, Allah will give him rizq, wealth. Why? Because we cannot do justice without challenging Allah. No, those people's hisab is something else. Allah Ta'ala says, I've made Jannah for them here, paradise here, because what will happen with them afterwards, you cannot imagine. In our hands is Quran. Allah has given us masjids. Brothers, in our hands is Quran. Bukhari. Great kitabs, books Allah has given to us. And even then we do wrong actions. Such big learnings we've got, we still do wrong. Allah has given us Jummahs. Allah has given khutbat, sermons, Quran. And every page there's beautiful words. Allah says, you think this is a drama what I've given to you? What shall I give to other people then? And I make you like them and I give this deen to them. And you eat the flesh of lion and cats and do haram. And I'll give to them the Quran. And can you imagine this? That these masjids I'll give to them and I'll turf you out? Can this happen or not? Tell me. Is it impossible? It's not our father's deen. It's Allah's karam mercy that was sat in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala says, I can replace you with other people. Can this happen or not? But we, the question doesn't arise. We, even a hair doesn't stand up when we hear these things. We don't feel shame. We don't have haya, modesty. What are we doing? Nabi al-Karim says, sunnahs, we criticize the sunnahs, we challenge them. Imagine, due to whom the world is in existence, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Due to him, his great sallallahu alaihi wasallam status, the beloved of Allah, the most beloved to Allah is who? His Mahbub, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what's the most beloved thing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What he holds dear, his sunnah. Allah says, whoever's loved my mahbub, I've loved him. And his mahbub says, whoever loves my sunnah, then I've loved that person. Here's the condition. Here's the condition. And that's the end of the story. Oh, sunnah, what sunnah? Don't forget the sunnah. Don't tell me about sunnah. It's not necessary. And who's saying? That person who's got Quran at home. He's saying this statement. Oh, leave sunnah, not necessary. Minor, insignificant, no need to practice it. Not compulsory. And the basis of his love, Allah has given, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Allah has given the condition, I will love you only when you love my mahbub. Oh mahbub, tell them, how can he love you? He says, Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, I love that person who will love my sunnah. مَنْ حَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَمَنْ حَبَّنِي. Is this not the case? Allah Ta'ala comes back to his verse then. What guarantee does Allah give? That he who I love, then listen, Allah says, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that I give the guarantee that I will take him by my hand and walk him into paradise. But it's all stories for us, jackanories, folk tales, four hairs we can't keep on our chin. Why? No. Ashik, I'm a lover. Big ashik, I'm vada. These old dramas, leave these dramas and fake practice. Practice for the grave. Think about the grave. My brothers, it's all nonsense, rubbish, shaitani actions in life. They say, learn, understand the genuine, real, who does Allah love? Who does the Prophet ﷺ love? Who will he love? Who will he do shifa intercession for? Who are those people, men and women? Tell me. So, yes, fazail. Coming back. Every Prophet and Wali Allah sunnah is being implemented when you stand in the night. Then you are fulfilling the sunnah. Imagine the thawab of the sunnah of the prophets and the wali Allah. A bed, 2 hours sleep, and where all of the nabis from Adam alayhi salam to the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the prophets that came, 124,000, every one of their sunnah you are implementing. Say subhanallah. For waking up in the night. So kick the mattress. Why are you getting up? Stop talking rubbish, whatever happens. But for now, for the time being, I'm going to get up in the night. We do this, inshallah. Then, factor number two, the second principle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who wakes up in the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws him near to himself, that my qurb is attained by that person. That's the guarantee Allah's giving. Guarantee. That my qurb, to attain my qurb, nearness, the biggest wasila means, Allah says, I tell you the formula, number one. Number two is, learn to wake up in the night and you'll get closer to me. You'll draw near to me. That's why qailula of the afternoon, the Prophet ﷺ told us the tariqah, is such a fantastic action. The meaning of qailula, siesta, isn't, oh, you get the quilt and mattresses and pillows, 3 hours sleep, 4 hours. If you wake up in the afternoon, even if you lean on the chair 10 minutes, I've done this. 5 minutes, if you're sat on the chair at work and you lean and make niyyah for siesta qailula, such an intense sleep you'll get full satisfaction and enjoyment from that 5 minutes. Qailula is fulfilled, and where will it give you benefit? What will it deliver to you? All the fazail of virtues, it will wake you up in the night. Look at the connection our Prophet gave between the action of siesta and the night waking up. Where's the connection where it draws together? So if we want to attain that, then what should we do? In the day, sleep a little while. Not this, we so many chapatis, burp and sleep for hours in the afternoon. That's not qailula. I've seen this. Qailula in the khanqah, we've spent the life with the darwish, walis wala Allahu Akbar, dry chapati. Every darwish at that time would lie down. I went first time, I said, what's this practice they're doing in the khanqah? And they said that you'll realize in the 2:30 a.m. when they wake up in the night, when they just be Allah, Allah, then you realize the miracle of the sleeping of this. It's quiet. Lie down. I said, okay, I'll follow that. I lie down. Subhanallah. And there's different style. 10-15 minutes. Qailula. Siesta. Not hours sleeping, snoring. That's not qailula. That's not the siesta. Do you understand what I'm saying? No. I drive taxis. Okay, do qailula during taxi. Yeah, do you die when you sleep? No, I have to work. Then do it while you're working. And Allah Ta'ala says, when you make the niyyah, you have to wake up in the night, then automatically Allah will make it easy for you to do that action. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So subhanallah, that person, those men and women who wake up in the morning, okay, you understand? That's the benefit they give. So another hadith I'd like to share with you. All day we commit the sins, we are insane human beings. We're not angels, are we? We're born, there's sins in the inside us. We do this, we do that. Tawbah, sin again, then repent again, then come back again. Allah Ta'ala says, what does He say? Though all the sins you continue to commit, my angels are writing, but when you, my servant, wake up in the morning, in the night, all your sins are wiped away. I wipe away. Say Subhanallah. Totally pure. Allah says, this is my time. I want to make you my wali. So will I stand you as impure? I'm not. Are you mad? First, what I'll do, Allah says, that I will clean, wash you within. Internally, I'll announce all his sins, wipe them away, purify him. Purify him. And then I'll make you like a clean as an angel and stand you at the time of the Hajjud. Subhanallah. Another hadith has come to my mind. I'll share that with you. Another hadith. That your sins are wiped away. But you're stood now and I'm giving you maqam status. That sin, I don't just eliminate it, Allah says. Rather, the sin, I want to compensate you for it. That I want to compensate you for that sin that you committed. That was wiped away. What Allah's amazing glory and rahmah and mercy. Those sins you committed, I want to compensate. Compensate me, Allah. Allah says, I want to give you more. What's that? All the sins you committed ended, wiped away. And all those sins, the number of sins, I'll convert them to good deeds. Allah, why are you doing this? For this reason, because you obeyed me. You stood at this in front of me in the third part of the night. You've crushed your desire, left your bed. You have tossed and turned side to side and detached yourself from the mattress. Yes, you haven't gone into haram, and you've left your halal wife, you've left your passions and desires, and Allah, it's you, and you could have just slept in the bed and said, no, I don't need to do this. Those people who are married or about to get married, pay attention, understand this time as precious, and put your wife to the side for a few moments and stand for the sake of Allah, subhanAllah. Yes, the challenges come in your life, yes. Allah Ta'ala tests a person in all different ways. One thing, when you started, be firm, solid, doesn't matter what comes in your life, doesn't matter what comes in your way. That's it. The illness and sickness, I've told you the solutions, the formulas. Even if a lot of sickness comes, what do you have to do? Just sit there on the bed 10 times, recite what? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. 10 times, recite what? Durood Sharif. 10 times, recite what? Istighfar. Go to sleep, total thawab. Full thawab. Yes, there are many hadith that will keep on coming to my mind, inshallah. Now we have to do dhikr as well. So this is enough, mashallah, discussion with the fadl of Allah. My battery is charged. You've charged my battery, mashallah. Today I'm making me as well. I'm very lazy, negligent. And mashallah, you're good people, pious people. You pray, you do wake up. Do dua for me so I can become good at waking up. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. And you, mashallah, good brethren, you are pious people due to whom I'm sitting here. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give us, Allah make us all his beloved servants. And give us those amal deeds, such actions due to which Allah Ta'ala makes the servant his beloved. All these dramas in between us, Allah Ta'ala take us far from dramas. And Allah make our hearts such that such words we don't accept the nonsense. Say Subhanallah. You know there are many games today, dramas today. Allah make our hearts like this, that just put the dramas to the side. We know what's the real deen. Let me practice that nafs and don't feel like doing the wrong. Don't come towards that. May Allah Ta'ala make a heart like this. And may Allah make us only understand those good things that keep penetrating our heart in a good way. And that's the real deen. The rest is a drama. Fake. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jaddana wa khatwana wa madana kulla zalika indana la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت يا قاضي الحاجات اقضي حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا 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 اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في قلبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخشش فرما يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.